dad's going to call your dad. I don't think she was thinking of you, obviously. She was just thinking.
It was for me.
So would you like to come get dinner with us?
Welcome to the Married to Bravo podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Jolene Lanza Hernandez.
I'm Chell Hernandez. Hi, everybody.
Hello. We host this podcast about Bravo television. If you've never listened before, Chell and I are married to each other. We're both comedians, and we live in Los Angeles, California. And I personally love Bravo, and Chell
still hates it.
But unfortunately for Chell, when he married me, he also married Bravo. So we put together this podcast and started it so that he could start watching these shows that he hates so much, and we could recap them, and maybe he would fall in love with them as he did with me.
Usually the person you fall in love with, you don't hate first.
Really? Yeah. I think there's people who fall in love who hate each other first.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you guys please rate or review us on iTunes, that'd be great. Each review helps us gain more ranking in the iTunes system, and that's just a necessary evil. But we get to go out to more Bravo fans like you. If you help us out, we help you out. And we are encouraged by more rates and reviews, and we actually do more if we have more rates and reviews. Also, if you haven't already, please follow us on social media at Married2Bravo. That's Married2Bravo on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. If you haven't been already on Instagram, Jolene is dropping them hot memes. So come find out what she's saying on Instagram at Married2Bravo.
Ooh, that was like a good commercial for Married2Bravo. Speaking of our Instagram, I put out some questions, some feelers, if we should cover the season of Vanderpump Rules.
You did, and everyone collectively voted that they hate me and would like me to continue on my personal hell.
Pretty much. We only got like maybe five people.
Can
who
I say
said
that
no.
I can cap at I can't do more than three episodes a week.
Okay.
That's just that's too many. Yeah. You know?
We'll have to figure it out.
Yeah.
So maybe I don't know what we're gonna do. But okay. I gotta look see when these shows start, because I obviously Atlanta starting, and we're gonna start doing Atlanta soon. I don't know when Beverly Hills is. I thought it was December, but then they said Vanderpump's December too, so are they both at the same time?
I don't know.
I gotta do the research, Chell.
It wouldn't make sense. Well, I guess it would make sense if they were both at the same time, but a December show for me doesn't make sense because you have the holidays, so I feel like a lot of people would miss that due to family and stuff.
No, they've done it before.
Got
so
it.
I think they'll do it. But thank you guys so much for reaching out on our social media.
Yeah,
letting
we really
us know.
That.
Yeah, it's fun. We did. Oh, we had a really fun tweet from someone who's on your side, Chell, of this not wanting to do Vanderpump Rules. Yes, and we spoke about this before because it was Jordan Jones, and he said that he doesn't want us to do anything pump related.
You're a good man.
Save the energy for Dallas. He was
yeah.
the one who said that. He also then listened to the episode where we were talking about how I want to have a Real Housewives Parents Edition.
Mm-hmm.
Where I want them to have a show with their parents. And you said, that'd be boring. And I was like, oh, no, they will bring it. And he actually did a Real Housewives Parent Edition and put like a photo collage together. And he thinks that he would like to see Lydia's mom,
mm-hmm.
which we love. Judy, right? That's her name, Judy.
I don't know.
From OC.
Sparkle Master.
Mama D from Dallas, who we don't know who that is, but I'm sure is awesome. Marge Sr., who we both have crushes on. Mama Joyce from Atlanta, who and the OLG gang, which is Candy Burris, who's on Atlanta. You'll learn all about Candy and the OLG, the old lady gang. They're the ones that have the restaurant. I remember you were in Atlanta for that comedy festival.
Yeah.
And I said, Chell, you have to go to Candy's restaurant. And you're like, who? And I'm like, the old lady gang, you have to go. And
I talked to our Lyft driver about it. Apparently, it's pretty busy.
Yes, there's lines around the block,
mm-hmm.
apparently. So this was awesome. Thank you, Jordan. That is a fantastic lineup of women that we could have.
Do you think we could share that on our Instagram?
Sure. I think I'll tweet Jordan, see if it's okay if I share this.
Oh, that'd
because
be great.
That is a really good idea because it's such a good lineup. Mm-hmm. I was excited.
Thanks for
excited.
Making us art. We really appreciate when you make art for us.
Yeah, just that collage was so rad. And it's all, besides the Dallas person, I don't know, but I assume that person is awesome.
I think Jordan's right, though. You know, sometimes when we get overloaded, our quality goes down. And so if we are able to maintain a certain level of quality.
I don't think Jordan said that.
Yeah,
I think,
he said, save your energy. I agree with
but
that.
But he's still adding another show on. He just said he's not interested in pump. So don't make the answer work for you. He's just not a pump fan.
But he said Dallas is during New York. So that makes sense to do it during then.
Oh, yeah, because Dallas is just ending now.
Yeah.
So Dallas would pick up at the end of New York?
No, in the middle of New York. Because a lot of these housewife shows start in the middle of the other one.
They overlap.
Yeah, they're concurrent.
Yes. So, Chell, we just got done watching The Real Housewives of Orange County, the latest episode, which was called The Real Vikings of Orange County because it's their last night in Iceland.
Is it the last episode yet?
It's not the last episode yet.
This is seriously like the longest season ever. New York actually... was nice. And I guess that's why they call it a New York Minute or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, yeah, this season has been dragging, but I thought the Iceland trip really picked up the show. This was a crazy episode.
This season is like when you watch someone on CPR come back alive and then you lose them again and then you have to do CPR again and you gain them back and then you lose them again constantly.
So it's just constantly saving the life of the show. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I think the producers are really trying, but I think that they're changing it up. They're going to change it up next year. So.
Oh, you think they're going to change the cast up?
Yeah.
Well, there's already rumors out there that Peggy is going to be fired. And I think after tonight, it's just easier for people to write blog posts about that because of the drama that followed Peggy. But part of me thinks now that Peggy's bringing more heat, as mad as people might be at her, she might stay now.
Well, they compared it to the Kelly situation of last year, which I don't know nothing of. So I'd be interested.
It's very
to
similar.
It's similar.
Here's what I don't understand. I know we're kind of jumping around, but what I don't understand is I've seen so much hate for Peggy online, which, you know, fine, like Peggy or not. But if you're going to hate on her for this situation, look back at last year at Kelly. She was saying just as disgusting things, if not more disgusting of things. I think when anyone feels bullied or pushed into a corner, I think that they might react. I don't think Peggy's was as bad as Kelly's known to be, but I think people accept it from Kelly because Kelly, that's what we expect from her. And what we've, I mean, Kelly had just started The Housewives and was throwing C-bombs down at these women, calling them see you next Tuesdays at dinner. So the fact that we're surprised that a housewife or we're enraged that a housewife would possibly question another housewife's parenting because they're so upset, I'm not surprised. I mean, we're seeing next Tuesdays. We're talking about people's chin hair and people's husbands are gay and, you know, people's husbands that we're saying are beating them. I mean, nothing's off limits with these women,
mm-hmm.
you know, unfortunately, including children. I don't necessarily agree with that, but I'm not surprised. And so I'm not as angry as Peggy as everyone might be because it's happened last year on a trip with Kelly.
Yeah.
And she ripped on Tamra's parenting. So I don't know. Well, it just seems like we're going back in time and watching last season, but it's just a different person. And now Kelly's in the cool girl club and she forgot what it feels like to not be there.
Well, the episode opens with Lydia consoling Peggy and asking her if she's going to go to the dinner. And Peggy doesn't want to because Peggy, we found out, actually recorded some stuff from the night before.
Yeah, Peggy looks like she hasn't slept in forever. I think this trip is a culmination of the women getting way too drunk and getting no sleep.
Yeah.
And not realizing that they're not 20 anymore and that shit catches up to you and it catches up to your fake eyelashes.
Well, I felt bad for Peggy because it was her first girls' trip. And girls' trip seems like such a white person thing. From such a place of privilege. I've never heard of a girls' trip. That's not something that my family has ever done, you know, mm-hmm. or that I've ever heard being done. It's usually family trips.
Yeah. Yeah, because like your sister and them, they'll have trips, but it's cousins' trips.
It's all family. Then that's just my culture. It's family, family, family.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never heard of the matriarchs of families going on trips alone.
So your mom never went on a girls' trip?
No.
My mom went
on
girls' trips.
She went on her own trips.
She went on her own trips. My mom would go on girls' trips, but then she would get anxiety and try to get out of going on the girls' trips.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why would she get anxiety?
Because we're an anxious family. That's like asking someone why they get anxiety is like, huh?
So did you think Lydia was right to stay behind while the other girls left to make sure that Peggy was okay?
Yeah, I do, because she brought Peggy into the group. And so I think that was actually a kind thing for her to do is make sure her friend was okay.
Yeah.
Because leaving her a second date, no matter if she's locking herself in her room or not, someone needs to check on her, you know. And Lydia did bring Peggy into this craziness. So
it is pretty crazy.
She owes it to her.
Yeah. And then Peggy was trying to throw shade at Megan, calling her a giraffe.
Yeah, she said you 30 or 35 year old giraffe.
That's just a model.
A giraffe is like a beautiful animal, Peggy.
Long
Peggy has to work on her insults. Peggy is someone who, if she expressed herself earlier, it would be a lot better.
Yeah.
Because she's been sitting on this, and I get it. She's upset. She's mad. From what we saw, how the women were treating her when they were drunk and
she
in
wasn't
Shannon's
drunk.
Room. And she wasn't drunk. And she made sure to say that. And Tamara got very offended because Tamara, you're always drunk. She's, you know, and that's fine. But don't get offended. Peggy wants to make sure, you know well, she wasn't drunk.
What did she do to hurt you? But that's jumping ahead.
It is jumping ahead. But I know that Peggy locked herself in her room for a whole day and maybe even longer. But I think that, you know, she really felt hurt by these women. She felt teamed up against. Whether you're Team Peggy or you're not, it's never cool when it's everyone against one. It's just not. Someone else should have stepped in and helped her out, i.e. Vicky, somebody.
Vicky was gone by then.
Yeah, but even the next day, I mean,
Lydia
feel like...
Lydia was gone too.
Lydia, yeah. So she really didn't have her team. That's when I think like a more neutral member, like maybe a Megan could have stepped in, but she didn't because they want to be on the cool girl team. And it makes me sad to see someone like Tamara who, despite having all these kids and being an adult woman, really, we've seen throughout the years, gets off on just being a straight mean girl.
I think that the Bravo didn't show us the whole night, which, I mean, it could have been longer than an hour. It could have been only 50 minutes. The truth of the matter is Bravo chose to show us, I think, maybe the highlights of the whole night. Mm-hmm. And maybe if this fight was going on longer than what we think it went on, maybe it was worse for Peggy than we had assumed. Mm-hmm. I mean, she did lock herself in a room. Because she was just done for the day.
And I've seen a lot of insensitive comments going, and we even hear Megan in this episode say something about, did she say, I know it might be a culture thing, but you're being weird?
Mm-hmm.
Or she said something like that. I think it is very insensitive just assume that everyone's had the same background as you. I know we all speak from our own background and that's all we know, but allow yourself to fathom that other people have totally different backgrounds and that maybe Peggy isn't used to this and that I think she's getting kind of an unfair label of being dominated by her husband because I don't see Peggy as that.
No.
I know she spoke in her diary about kind of fighting that cultural thing where she's like, I know I was supposed to quit college, but I didn't. I kept going. I think she has a good dynamic with Deco and they make it work, but I don't think I've seen Deco really boss her around and be dominant over her. I would say... We've seen that more in like a Jersey Michael Campanella to Siggy telling her when she can work. I haven't seen Deco say anything like that. So I think that's kind of unfair.
Mm-hmm.
And especially coming from women who, you know, have had their own marital issues and continue to. So
yeah, Peggy just has trouble communicating. And obviously she didn't mean that her husband controls her lives. Mm-hmm. She was just, you know, for her, it's respectful for a husband to talk to another husband, maybe in that culture.
I haven't even been that big of a Peggy fan necessarily because after I heard about the homophobia stuff, but ever since this kind of bullying mentality, I'm feeling my heart is kind of going out to Peggy where I'm like, somebody help her. Somebody step in. At least make it 2 against 4 or 5 rather than against 1. You know?
Peggy had mentioned that she thought Kelly really aimed at her dad at the time. I think Lydia brought up a good point of like, no, this meant like, my husband calls your husband, and I'll call my dad your dad. But they did have the flashback to when Peggy told Kelly, yeah, my dad just passed away. So I think Kelly is very calculating. She knows the right words to choose to hurt people.
Mm.
So I think part of it was she was drunk, and it was half what Lydia said and half Kelly trying to hurt this person who had just told her, I hope my daughter doesn't grow up to be like you at all.
Oh, that because Kelly said that to Peggy. I hope my daughter doesn't grow up to. I honestly don't think Kelly knew. I think she knew about her dad, but I think in that moment, Kelly's mouth is working faster than her brain in a lot of ways.
But when it does, it knows where to strike.
It does. It does know where to strike. But this didn't come off to me as hateful. This came off to me more as teasing, going, "Really, your husband? Okay, I'll have my daddy call your daddy." I didn't take it that way, but I could see why you would. Why you would think that?
Well, she's drunk. And to me, in this situation, the person who's in the wrong, I think, are the intoxicated people.
Yes. This is a girl's trip and this is, you know, housewives and everything. But there's a point where you get drunk where it's just gross and it's mean and you got to grow up now. Because if we're peeing our pants, laughing at someone who's getting picked on by all the girls, it's not a fun time anymore. It's just more gross. Like, you felt watching that last episode, you felt sick to your stomach watching that. Because it really is, you know, a bully type mentality. So I agree with you there. And I think that there comes a point where you can have fun and drink, but when you're becoming a gross person when you're drinking, tone it down a little bit.
Well, maybe they Bravo didn't show all the good highlights, and I think maybe those will come back at the reunion.
The good highlights? What do you mean?
Like from the fight.
Oh, yeah. Well, they should have shown everything, but I know they don't always do that.
In the reunion, it gives them a chance to talk about something new. So then the girls, they're off to the Viking dinner, which is like the last thing that they're supposed mm-hmm. to do on this girls' trip is go to a Viking dinner.
Which looked so fun.
It did, but again, loud women yelling as they enter. It's just like...
But the guys singing with the matching sweaters were epic.
That was great. I love that. But I think the idea, for me, is just weird for someone to go all out to enjoy, to be like, yeah, and like, we're going to whoop it up.
You know? That's Vicky. She's a whoop it up.
But it's like... It's like a, such a loud noise bubble mm-hmm. that it's just them.
And we just see how uncomfortable Shannon is with the whole new Tamra, Vicky kind of getting along thing, that she really doesn't know where to place herself. And Shannon's fun, where she likes to, you know, dress up and put on costumes and sing and be weird. And I like that about her. So we see that in this scene, but we also see this just weird dynamic that they're having, because Shannon really doesn't want anything to do with Vicky. Tamra seems to be warming up to Vicky, but we know that's not going to last. And so it's kind of a funny scene when they're leaving the room and Vicky's shoe gets stuck, because Vicky's always having some kind of wardrobe malfunction or falling down or something was happening to her like that. But you just, it's uncomfortable to see Shannon having to tolerate this person. You know she doesn't, but then there's glimpses where I'm like, oh no, she might, oh no, she doesn't. And she made that pretty clear at dinner when Vicky gives her some half-ass apology that Tamra makes her basically do.
Yes. And Shannon was not accepting it. Well, no. Rightfully so, because I think Vicky was just like, just so you know, I'm really sorry about what happened. And it was misinterpreted, and I shouldn't say what I heard, but...
Vicky goes from shitster to like, I have no alliances. And so everyone who's ever helped her, she's like, screw you.
Yeah.
I don't care anymore.
But Tamra really was pushing for that apology. Mm-hmm. She really wanted to just... I guess she wanted the group to be all on the same page.
Which makes sense, because you're at a trip, it's your final dinner, you got a couple of drinks in you, you're feeling good, you're like, let's all get along.
Yeah, let's just have fun.
But Shannon's not at that place, and she's not going to be for a long time.
She'll never
ever.
Be at that place.
Yeah, well, who knows now with David out of the picture? We don't know. Things could surface, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. Maybe she'll say, hey.
So now that she's not protecting her marriage, she can be friends with Vicky.
I really think David was a huge obstacle in a lot of her relationships. Do I think Vicky's a great friend for Shannon to have? No way. I don't think she could necessarily trust her, because they had their own, you know, drama pretty early on in their friendship. But you never know. You never know what these housewives tell. I never thought NeNe Leakes and Kim Zolciak would be friends, but then they made up. Well, now they're not anymore, but they had a made up. Or NeNe and Sheree. Oh, man, you'll watch Atlanta.
I don't know who you're talking about.
They would fight each other and go, they would go, fix your body, fix your face. And they would rip on each other's money and teeth and all these things. And now they're like, hey, girl, what's up? So you just don't know with the housewives.
It's like a guy's thing where... If a guy does something and then they end up fighting, and then afterwards one of them buys a beer because they just got that emotional stress outside of them.
Sometimes the housewives are like that.
So what happens is Peggy decides not to go, and she tells Lydia flat out, I don't want to go.
Yeah, she's just eating popcorn in Lydia's room because she's so hungry, so she hasn't eaten in a whole day, which Peggy, room service, even when you're sad, room service is where it's at.
But later on, Lydia is downstairs and she's at the restaurant. And Peggy realizes, and I don't know if she did this on her own or if she called Deco or if the producers are like, listen, this is what's going on. But she had kind of like a come to heart moment, which is like, Lydia planned this trip and it would be wrong for me to hold her away mm-hmm. from the last dinner that she planned. So let's go to the dinner, which I thought was very level-headed of Peggy.
Yeah, I did too. I thought it showed that she was actually not just thinking of herself. So when everyone's like, oh, Peggy's so self-absorbed. Well, they all are to a point. But I've seen Peggy think outside of herself multiple times, like for Vicky, for Lydia. You know, so I don't know if I totally agree that she's completely the most self-absorbed person. I mean, they're all self-absorbed. But in that moment, I agree with you. I think she really did look at what was best for the group, whether a producer told her to do it or Deco or she figured it out. It doesn't matter. It happened. And so they head over to dinner and Lydia seems very happy.
She was looking really good.
Peggy?
Yeah, yep, she was dressed like she was good to kill.
Oh, child, yeah. When you're going to go attack women, you better be looking good, especially on The Housewives. If you're going to go, you know you're about to become public enemy number one, you better be just snatched. You better look so good.
Rightfully so. I wanted her to attack. I just think she just picked the wrong...
She doesn't know how to.
Yeah, she doesn't know how to.
She went after Megan. Yeah. There's no reason to go after Megan. No. Megan's just a follower. We know she's a thirst trap. She just wants on all these, you know, cool girl rides. She Megan needs to go after Top Dog Tamra and Callie.
Megan is a wart on Tamra's boob.
A wart?
Yeah. Like, she's just extra. You have to go after Tamra. Don't go after the wart.
So she's like the extra nipple. She has an extra nipple. She's a hanger on her.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. I'm like, oh, wart? You had to pick the most disgusting.
She goes back and forth. She has no alliances. Megan's all about, how can I maneuver myself?
She's a wannabe. Okay, yeah. I get what you're saying. That makes sense. I'm still struggling with the whole wart analogy.
She's just a hanger on.
Because warts gross me out so bad, but she's a hanger on.
Yeah. She just hangs on, something you can get rid of easily, but you're not really supposed to aim at. You're supposed to aim at the actual vehicle.
We need some compound W for Megan.
Yeah. And Tamra is like the blue whale, and then Megan's like one of those little fishes that follow him in the sea constantly.
That's cute. That's a cuter analogy. I can get down with that. Warts, ugh, not so much.
So Lydia and Peggy walk in, and everyone's excited, and they all cheer, and they're like, yay.
Yeah, because they've all had cocktails, they've all had drinks, they're ready to move on, and because really, they weren't hurt by anything, so they don't care. You know, the worst thing that happened to them was Tamra pissed her pants, and it wasn't even that bad, 'cause she kept wearing the pants.
Yeah.
And we talked about that last time. So, they're ready to kind of move on without really, you know, apologizing or addressing the issue at all. They just want to have a good time.
They do want to move on.
Peggy's like, mm-mm.
No, because you're sober, and you did all these crazy things. I can see if everybody was drunk and that happened, maybe Peggy could go.
Do you think Peggy really just wasn't drinking at all?
No, I think she was so stressed about the situation.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
she was the only
same
one,
night as Vicky's.
She was the only one that didn't wear a nice outfit. She always was in her sweats. She had like barely makeup on compared to what she had have in the past. She was probably stressed about the situation that reminded her of her father, and they made her sit in that room with that group of girls because they're like, you just have to. Everyone's hanging out kind of thing.
That's another thing Peggy brings in, is I know everyone comes with their own things that have happened and baggage or tragedies. But with Peggy, it's like she came onto the show right after her dad passed away. So she's definitely coming in very sensitive.
Yeah. And she comes out with straight fire, or at least her version of it.
Peggy's version of fire is she used her cell phone, which I saw someone at Lines like, Peggy, you don't need to record, film the scenes. They do that for you. Bravo does that. I thought that was funny. But she just comes in and she's like, I recorded you. Really, she doesn't have anything.
She was trying to say that they hurt her feelings and that they were making fun of her and they ganged up on her.
Yeah. I wish we would have actually heard if Peggy had what they said on there.
Yeah. And what really came out was, so she's just trying to say, you hurt my feelings, and Tamra, I can't believe you laughed, and Kelly, that really hurt my feelings. What really came out was, Megan, you let your baby cry for 10 minutes.
Yes. And you're just thinking, Peggy, you just dropped the ball. You ruined it. I mean, we're not talking about Megan.
You had the red dress.
We were hoping.
You're like, oh my God, straight fire.
Yeah, we're
she's
like,
about to breathe.
Come for Kelly. You two go at it.
Yeah.
Those two can fight. You know, Tamra and Shannon will jump in because they always do.
Yep.
But go Peggy, maybe Lydia will back you up. But now Lydia can't even back you up.
Nope.
Because a woman can't back another woman up who is appearing to criticize a mother.
And then Megan cries. I think is crying.
It looked like sincere tears out of Megan.
It did?
I actually felt for Megan because she isn't, even as much as, you know, Megan might get on our nerves and she's got, you know, superiority complex and, you know, she's a model. But she is a new mom and she's still breastfeeding and her emotions are all over the place and she's got her baby on TV and so now everyone's going to judge everything she's doing. So it's not the greatest place to be when your hormones are all over the place. I mean, I don't know.
So those were real tears. I couldn't tell.
I thought they were real. I think, though, that but once you're... Like,
I guess that's how a model cries, you know?
It was really pretty. She cries very beautifully.
She's like very, yeah. Like...
It's because you've only seen me cry, Shell. And when I cry, it's like, ooh, and there's big blotchiness, and I like have like a big snot bubble, and I'm just like, gross. And Megan just wipes away the tears, which is just very elegant and beautiful.
And able to carry a conversation.
Very much. And I think it's one of those situations too where it was she felt judged and insecure and like, what am I doing something wrong? Because she's still in that new mother phase. I don't think any moms ever like to be criticized, especially by other moms. It's a pretty shitty feeling, I imagine. And then when people start going, it's okay, you know, when you're crying and people are really, you know, coming to you like, oh my God, it's okay. Oh my God, don't do that to her. You just start crying more.
Now, what was the fight between Kelly and Peggy? It was over the recorded video, right?
In the scene?
Yeah.
As far as I know.
Because Kelly got up and was like, I have anger management classes and I'm leaving.
And I don't think those have worked. Kelly is not, it was good for her to walk away. I think that was good. But I've never heard her mention her anger management classes or how she copes with that before. Usually she just spits hot fire and you're like, damn, Kelly, that one burned me and I'm at home watching it on TV. But need some Neosporin on that one. And then she said, though, one of the best lines that's ever been uttered on Housewives.
Who?
Kelly. She goes, you want to drop bombs? Well, I'll drop nukes. That's a pretty good.
But she didn't drop nukes.
Yeah, but she said she will. She didn't say I'm going to. You want to drop bombs? I'll drop nukes.
It's like an empty promise.
Do you know, Kelly? There's no empty promises with Kelly.
Well, I didn't see any nukes come out.
I think she's trying to restrain herself because everyone's like, no, Kelly, no. No, Kelly, no. And so she's trying to restrain herself. But we all know how Kelly struggles with that. But I thought that was a fantastic line. That's probably going to be next year's tagline for her. Definitely. Because I don't... What's hers this one? This year? I have no idea. But I will remember. Oh, you want to drop bombs? Well, I will drop some nukes. You don't seem impressed, but I'm like, ding, Kobe. And you're like, mm-mm.
I don't know what...
Not.
No.
I just thought it was a good line.
I mean, yeah, you have that right to that opinion. I just was waiting for a nuke. It seems like set up for a slam dunk. There was no slam dunk.
I feel like we've seen a lot of Kelly nukes.
It was Ollie Oop. But no dunk.
Well, it's a comment. I'll tell you that. Wait till the reunion. I guarantee Kelly will drop some nukes. Unless this anger management's really working. And then she won't.
So Tamara and Shannon are yelling at Peggy, saying that she can't do that. And then I think Tamara takes it to a weird place.
Oh, she always does.
The conversation ended up going into like husbands and Shannon not understanding what Peggy meant when she said, well, your husband lied to you.
Well, Shannon, let's not pretend Peggy doesn't know what she's doing with this one because she's a smart lady and she does know. It's this kind of double meaning where it's like, no, I meant your husband's lie because she said your husband isn't loyal to you or he lied to you. Mm-hmm. And it's not just from the boat thing. You know her backstory. Everyone does. She's told everyone. She's talked about it a million times. So Peggy knows what she's doing.
So she knew what she's doing.
Yes, she definitely.
She was spitting. That was good fire. Good job.
Yes.
That was
yes.
A good one.
And then she's done this multiple times on different occasions and pulled it back and going, no. I don't. Even when she did it at Megan's party with her psychic friends and family party, and she pulled it back and she said, well, I don't know anything. Well, clearly you know something because you just say you don't know anything, so you know there's something to know.
Okay, but that was a good fire. But you still got to aim at Tamara.
You still...
But Tamara...
Going at Shannon is kicking down. Going at Megan's kicking down. Tamara or Kelly on the level.
I don't know. Shannon jumps in on that kind of laughing. But anyways, then Tamara just goes, Deco's a bitch. And
it's horrible because, first of all, your whole storyline is that Vicky accuse Eddie of being gay.
Yeah.
And that's so horrible and wrong. Yet you're able to call other people's husbands bitches?
You can't do that.
No, you can't.
You can't be hurt for something then that you do.
Yeah.
That's not right. You're being mean girl.
Mm-hmm. And Tamara would be the first housewife to call someone's husband gay. So Tamara and Vicky are very much alike. Mm-hmm. And the more the season's going on, the more I'm remembering that.
Yeah. And what's great about Vicky is that she gets up and leaves and hides in the van. So when Peggy leaves, hello, Vicky.
Surprise! guys, I'm here. You know, hi, sorry. I know that you went to the hospital with me. You're really worried about me. You've been a good friend to me. You've stuck up for me. You've tried to get me to be friends with my old friends. But I'm just going to run away in your time of need, hide in the back of the van, because not my problem. I'm going home to Detective Steve.
I can see why Vicky wants to do that. She doesn't want to continue fighting because it stresses her out. But at the same time, I think Peggy's in the red on this one because Peggy has had Vicky's back throughout the whole season.
Literally has
always just been like being a punching bag to the other ladies of like, what's wrong with Vicky? Like, Vicky's great. Vicky's this.
And Peggy knows it makes her look really dumb and naive and taken advantage of. And she fell under Vicky's spell that people warned her about.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. Kelly saw it last year. You didn't see the Chubba when they were in Ireland and everyone, you know, teamed up on Kelly after she, you know, well, there's more to it. But when she attacked Tamara and Tamara's parenting, and then everyone on the bus just went in on Kelly, and Vicky said zero, and Kelly had been there for her only friend, basically, that season. So if anything, Peggy and Kelly can commiserate over that, knowing what it's like to give your all to Vicky and then have her just go, I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling it today.
I can see why, but at the same time, I think she should have stuck up for Peggy. I don't know. It's hard to stick up for Peggy again. She said something about, she went after Megan's mom the first thing.
It was a low blow.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
That was like a missile that you fired and then just came back and hit you.
Yeah, exactly. And then we find out that Megan's doing some kind of timing the cries, because Megan was pretty calm at first. She's like, well, did you time it? Because I'm actually timing her cries and trying to like a cry it out method. I don't know much about that, but it was unnecessary. It really was.
Well, then we find out, you know, that's just the trip. Peggy goes back home. She doesn't want anybody to go with her. Kelly just ends up going with her, or sorry, Vicky ends up going with her because she's hiding in the van. And we find out the next morning when Kelly FaceTimes
Vicky,
that Peggy just went home.
She did. She got on a flight, an early flight, and left.
She was out.
I liked Kelly's conversation with Vicky, their little FaceTime, because Kelly talks about, man, this alcohol is going to kill me, and I don't know when to stop and start drinking, because then they partied really late that night, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, Peggy didn't, and Vicky didn't, but the rest of them did. Even Lydia did. And so she says she's just been drinking nonstop, because it's always light out, and she can't know when to stop. So apparently for Kelly, you have to stop drinking when it's nighttime.
I think that's called a drinking problem.
I think that might be. I don't know. Yeah. We'll see.
So we go back home and Vicky talks to her daughter, and her daughter has most common sense.
Oh, Brianna. Thank God for Brianna. She just is like, tell Nana to quit fighting with these old ladies. And I just laugh. Oh my God, I laugh so hard. Snot comes out of my nose when the way Brianna looks at her, she's trying to raise two small kids. You know, she's in like her sweater, sitting on her couch drinking her coffee like, oh, mom, get your shit together.
Yeah, because Vicky had talked about how she had to apologize to Shannon and how it was like misinterpreted and awkward.
And then she said, and Tamara cried in my lap. And Brianna's like, in your lap? How weird.
Yeah.
I always like Brianna's take. A little news I saw on Instagram, Brianna and her husband and the two kids are moving. So they put their house up for sale because now her husband, who's in the service, is now officially retired. And they're going to move to North Carolina because I guess he might have grown up there or something. And they think, basically, Brianna put on Instagram that the OC lifestyle, she tried it. It's for her mom. It's not for her. She doesn't want to live in that kind of craziness. She doesn't like it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, good for you, Brianna.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I hope her husband's, you know, a cool guy. And
plus,
yeah.
I just found out the LA Times did an article where Disney isn't paying their taxes. So I get what the OC lifestyle is all about.
What? What do you mean they're not paying their taxes?
Well, they have such good deals with the city of Anaheim that they're not paying taxes. And the LA Times did an article that if they did pay their taxes, it's like billions of dollars worth that they should be.
And we'd be doing okay. Damn it, Disney.
So then Peggy's house talks to Deco about the whole situation, just kind of recapping. I think it got interesting again when Shannon went to the doctor for blood work.
She went to the doctor with Tamara.
That she has a libido, but that her husband does not.
Okay. This was the biggest joke on Housewives, right? David Bedore has a libido just for other people. Like, he's definitely doing it. He's just not doing it with you. I'm so glad I know now that they're separated and getting a divorce, because they just want to be like, no, Shannon, no. It's, he says, I don't want to have sex. No, he just doesn't want to have sex with you, unfortunately. He's a douche. And then Tamara mentions divorce when they're at the doctor. And Shannon's like, don't you? And then they pretty much cut the scene.
Well, I think that the scene was edited, especially the last scene, which was between David and Shannon. I think later on, they probably had something different at the end. And then once the announcement of the divorce, they wanted to add more information of why they divorced. And we saw why David was just not, he was checked out. He was checked out of the whole thing.
He's so checked out. I mean, he doesn't want any, I don't know why it took him so long. I mean, their dog is actually sick and Shannon's worried about him. And you can see David looking at that dog thinking, I hate you and I hate you.
I didn't think the dog was sick at all.
No, she actually went on Instagram later and the dog was sick. It was eating their a certain kind of grass in the backyard it wasn't supposed to be eating. Mm. So it actually was sick.
Dog didn't look sick to me.
But when it's your animal, you know, like for producer Tilly, we know if she doesn't, you know, drink this much water or if she's more lethargic or she's not cuddling with us, we know she's not feeling good.
Well, I think it was more a metaphor to the whole to the relationship as a whole.
Yeah, Archie is probably just sad that David's still there. He's like, hey, mom, can you get rid of this guy right quick and charge him some child support and some alimony and let's call it a day? I don't know. It was a crazy episode. I feel like these last three episodes of Housewives of OC have just emotionally shook me. And I don't know where I stand.
Rate it.
I don't know who I like anymore. I don't know who I don't like. I don't know.
Rate it.
Oh, this episode, I'm going to give it a 5 out of 7 Housewives.
Cool. I agree. 5.
5.
Yeah. Best dress?
I'm going to give it to Megan because I've never seen someone look that good crying. And I thought her dress was really on point.
Peggy for me.
Worst dressed. Let's say on the count of three. Ready?
I don't know. I don't have a worst dress.
We'll
I didn't
say
really
the first
pay
person that comes to your head. 1, 2, 3.
Tamara.
Vicky. Okay. Well, I thought you'd say Vicky because
I wasn't paying attention.
Well, Vicky was the worst dressed because Vicky is the queen of ill fitting, first of all. And it's just, it's, we're in Iceland. It's too short. It's just a little more length.
And you know, it's hard for me to say worst dressed because as a man, I can't.
Oh, okay.
That feels weird that I'm picking on someone's looks as a female.
They all look good. They definitely do. But I think Vicky could use a little more length only because it's like it's scooting up the
back. And that's okay for you to say because you're the female. And
yeah.
For a guy, I just don't.
I did like her shawl, but the dress I wasn't too into.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. And so we saw the scenes for next week's episode. Looks like it's going to be a good one.
Hopefully
Shannon's
the last
gonna
one.
Shannon's going to go nuts on Peggy.
Please be the last one.
So we'll see.
Who do I have to write to the end of this season?
You have to write Andy Cohen.
That's fine.
You know that.
Well, we have to do the 3-parter reunion show. Who does that?
I love that.
So if you haven't already, please rate and review us on iTunes. We really appreciate you for doing that. It keeps us going. It keeps us motivated to make more episodes. So if you could please rate and review us, that'd be great. If you haven't already, please follow us on social media. That's Married2Bravo on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Come follow Jolene's Hot Memes.
Hot Memes.
Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Married2Bravo. That's Married2Bravo. Any other things coming up?
No, I just would want everyone to say a little prayer for us. No, don't pray for us, but that we make it through this 3-day cleanse. Tomorrow's day 3. We're doing a juice cleanse.
Well, you already made day 2. It's so easy now.
I know, but I still don't know if I'm going to make it. My headache's horrible. If you guys have ever done the Danette May 30-day challenge, let us know because we're about to enter day 3 and I kind of want to quit.
Jolene doesn't want to do apple cider vinegar with mother
it's
root.
It's so gross and it hurts my head and my stomach makes me want to throw up. So that's all I have going on. I don't have any shows. I'm just worried about getting through this challenge. How about you, Chell?
I have show at Second City this Thursday. It's going to be a lot of fun. So
thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. We will talk to you next time. Thanks, Bruce Ortilli. Thanks, Chell.
Bye.
Bye.